Okay. Now, if you had a field, what would you call it if a person walked this way across your field instead of going around it? You might say that this person went
across my field.
And you'd say across the field. Would you ever use any other word for that?
No, I don't think I would.
Would you ever say something? Have you ever heard like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Catty-corner.
Or yeah. Crossways or what? You just say across, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, fine. That's all I want to know. And this picture, these two roads cross like those crossroads up there.
That's right.
And then you see you have one house on each side of the road. So you would say that these houses are what from each other?
That's a short distance apart.
Short distance apart.
That's right.
Okay, now in this last picture, the houses are what from each other? You said they aren't the same way.
Well, they're a good ways apart.
Uh-huh. That's right. Okay, now those are really all the questions I had to ask you. Except, wait, let's see. I did have one or two more. You got a few more minutes?
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay, you have a few more minutes. I wondered what you call the time of day when the sun disappears.
Well,
need to get the cows in before...
Before night.
Well, before sun...
Before sunset.
Sunset, you'd say. Okay. Now, let's say there's been a storm. You know, it's been raining all day, and the rain stops, and the clouds disappear, and the sun comes out. You would say that the weather is...
Getting fair again.
Getting fair again, okay. Well, what would you call it if it rained very, very hard for an hour, and then it stopped?
Well, I said we sure had a hard rain for a while.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Now, say you had a son, and, you know, there was a little boy at the school where your wife teaches.
That's right.
And say the school nurse, not your wife who was his teacher, but the school nurse sent the little boy home early.
That's right.
She would send him home early because he was what at school?
Sick.
Sick. Okay. Would you use the word sick and finish this sentence for me? The little boy... Sick at school today. The little boy
was sick at school then, okay. And sent him home.
That's right. Thank you very much. All right. Now, I just wanted to ask you, what do you call this part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Do you call it anything?
Well, I call it the small part of his legs.
Just the small part.
Yes.
You never would call it, say, something like haunches or honkers or hunkles or hunkers? Have you ever heard that?
No, but I
can't. Okay, well, I don't call it that either. I was, you know, I was just wondering if you ever did.
No.
Okay. Now, you'd say that somebody who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is what?
I say he's mighty sorry.
Sorry. Okay, fine. Now what would you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? A little tiny insect that jumps around in the grass.
Let me see. Any little insect jump around the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could say it was a real tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, a cricket jumps around in the grass.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any others?
Let me see, in the grass, you take a... That's the only thing I know, a little bug mm-hmm. jumps in the grass.
Well, now what about a grasshopper?
That's a grasshopper.
Well, would you call it a grasshopper or a hopper grass?
I call them hoppergrass.
You call them hoppergrass.
Right.
Okay, well, I've got both down here. So, okay. I just wondered now, since, you know, that's really all the questions I have to ask you,
that's
if
right.
you can think of any words, you know, that elderly people, you know, used to use many long years ago.
That's right.
But words that, you know, they don't use too much anymore.
Words
that have changed. Can you think of any or not?
Well, let me see.
You know, things you use, you know, words you might use but that your grandchildren don't
That's
use.
That's right. Well, people used to use a word that said that and this, you know.
Uh-huh,
that.
Right.
That's right, but they don't no more, but they used to use that way back in our that and this. Well, I ought to say that, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for talking to me, Mr.
You're welcome.
And I'm just going to...